Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Murad Muhammad once again on your radio station. I am indeed honored and I'm so impressed with the idea that I'm giving this opportunity to be able to come to you on a Tuesday evening. It's my great privilege, and surely I am very thankful to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorifies His name, for giving me this ability to share with the viewing audience that is listening to me and trying to establish the taqsir of Imam Walid bin Muhammad. I take great privilege and I am highly honored to be able to establish, I'm a student of Imam Walid bin Muhammad, and I found it as a gift because I see the results. My success in life comes from understanding and reading the Holy Quran, the way Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify His name, wants us as human beings to see Him for His true self. For Allah is the source of all knowledge, all sorts of knowledge, and He speaks to us through His creation, through His human being, through His animals. Everything that exists in His creation talks to the human being. And the intellect is defined as being the most highest creation ever been created. Isn't that amazing that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made the human being above all His creation? Yes, including a little bit above the angel. Now, that's a bold statement, but if you read Revelation, you will find out that the human being's intellectual mind is above the angels. And one of the common sense reasons for it, if you use your common sense, the angels have a job, and their job is to be obedient to God only. So when you see the earthquakes, men and women and children die from earthquakes, the angels don't rationalize who died. Once they get the order to bring earthquakes, then most of us will die. Likewise with rain, hail, and snow. Anything got to do with nature that takes your life in the floods, then you have to say that was the will of God. Now, that's His angels working for Him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the angel of death will come to you, and you will die regardless what your age is, how old you are, what walk of life you came from, old, young, intelligent, unintelligent, sick or better. He will take your life because He only does the will of God. His job is to serve God only, as well as you coming into the world. Yes, when God wills us in the womb of paradise, and that's the womb of the female, and we would like to talk about that, it is God Himself that sends the order to His angels. And the angel of life allow you to exist in that womb that we refer to as paradise, as heaven. And you come out that womb because of His will. Man doesn't have a job. Man and woman has a responsibility. And your responsibility is to make the right and proper decisions in life. Yes, God gave you a will. You have your own will. when you do something wrong, when you do something low-lifed, when you become egotistic, maniac, when you think that you are ruler over top of others, you can't give that to God. That's your will. And when you will that which is wrong, because you have a right to will the will God wants you to will, but you have a choice. That's a responsibility. But when you will wrong, it's called temporarily heaven for permanent hell. But when you will right, you're rewarded in this world as well as being rewarded in the hereafter. Oh, see how beautiful God is. But this is why Satan, this is why Iblis, this is why the serpent, the snake, able to get you. He doesn't like you till he become rebellious and did the opposite of what God wants him to do, because he do not like the idea that God brought you from mud, dirt, clay, dust, and raised you above him. My brothers and sisters, the jinn cannot be human. Isn't that amazing? He cannot be a human being. For the jinn got to stay in his creation as a creature. But that creature is not above Khalifa that God will in the earth before you came into existence. And the Khalifa is the leader of all creation. Yes, but he made it plural, meaning there's no person over top of you. For God has gave you the same equal ability as the next man, and you have to want it. It's those who go through struggle, and those who create, and those who want things out of life, they supersede the ones who procrastinate and become complacent and does not want anything out of life. That's the only separation. But you was created equal as any man. Yes, you woman is equal to man in the creation of God. From the neck down, we may be different. From the neck up, you have the same equal ability as man has to be able to create. And we like to talk about Adam and Eve. And why did not Adam ask Eve before he made that decision? Brothers and sisters, we welcome you. And I just want to thank my brother Imam, who created this vehicle, Imam Alfred. We have to give him credit because he came through the struggle, through the first experience, and he's here today because of the will of God. He has made a path for himself in standing upright in his nature and believing in his heart that which Allah has given him from the day he was created in the womb of his mother. And because he is one that makes things happen, these shows that you hear, and he has many of them, on Blog Talk Radio is his creativity. But I reiterate, I don't like to be redundant, but anything that's good, even Allah repeats himself. You can read the Quran and he will repeat himself. You can read the Quran over and over and you're repeating yourself. But every time you see something good and you have and you're a repetition and performing good, you come better at it. It's like a man that trains. If he's training to run, he can run long distance if he trains. He's got to be consistent. He got to be repetition. you want to build muscles in your body, you have to be repetition. You have to be consistent. You have to go beyond your imagination to order reach another level. Well, that's physical. Likewise, in knowledge, in order for you to seek knowledge all the way to your grave, elevates you. And it elevates you to be able to go to another level in life. And that level in life gives you the opportunity to be able to establish your ability to perform in this society. You cannot perform in this society without understanding you have to be repetition. And that is intellectual. Well, likewise with your heart. You have to be repetitious with your heart. And if your heart is there, you are there. The mother gives her heart to her babies, and she don't care what she has to do to feed her babies. She will do just that. You can leave her in the worst conditions ever. And who could have been put in the worst condition other than Haji, left in the desert where nothing grows? But she didn't give up. So that is to say to the female, if your heart is there, and surely Haji's heart was there, your heart has to be there. And if your heart is there first, everything comes into play. But you've got to be repetition in your heart. And when you are repetition and obedience to God, and you build that stamina, and you build those muscles, and you build that love for your Lord, you become successful in the world. You supersede everybody that gives up, everybody that don't take time out to be obedient to God. So I'm asking you to be able to send whatever you can send in the way of finance. That's sadaqah, that's your heart. To help Brother Imam Alfred in his disease that's killing him. Why do we say it's killing him? Because man knows that cancer is killing a whole lot of people. And they have unbelievable commercials on TV asking you all to take care your body internally, because you don't see cancer. It crawls up in you. Do whatever is necessary, because sometimes it will skip certain generations. You might catch something else, but you won't catch cancer. But we don't know if it skipped us. But if you don't go get tested, man, and if you don't go get tested, female, then you will not be able to stop this deadly disease. Sometimes it's too late. When you get the chemotherapy and they have to now put radiation through your body to try to kill those cells, then you're on your way. You're on your way where? Out of here. But man is finding all kinds of creativity by the will of God to prolong the time. The problem is that it's a big business. And the powers of B is using this to get wealthy. They don't want them to become cure of the disease. That might sound harsh. But yes, a whole lot of people in power do not give a damn about you and don't fear God and don't understand they will pay. But meanwhile, it takes revenue. If, in fact, we would see upon ourselves to do the right thing, not by Brother Alfred, because he's one of many, by the way of Allah. And I plant the seed over this radio station to inspire you to send him whatever you can send. When I was raising money for the Eid, Imam Sirard did something that I learned from. After men and women giving 5,000, 5,000, 1,000, 500, and we was doing well, when he calls, he said, how many of you all have 2,500? Don't give it to me today. Give it to me most by 12 months, and you start paying every week. And he broke it down for them. When he said that, 30 people raised their hand. Now, keep in mind, when you pay in a bill and it costs you in the neighborhood $200 a month and money comes in, you would love to just pay that off. So everyone's not going to take 12 months to pay, especially if Allah reward them next week or the following month, you pay the whole thing off. But no one will make that commitment and don't fulfill it. Because if you got bad intention, then it costs you more in the way of punishment than it would if you had good intention and something happened where you can't pay attention to your pledge, like having cancer, and now you got a debt. Then Allah will still reward you for your good intention. So everything is based and predicated on good intention. But when you give to a stranger, he's a stranger because you don't know his likeness. You don't know his character. But you do know his work. He has continuity of communication. And I do want to talk about communication, something that we just get away from. So therefore, let's send our monies in to assist him one day with your Lord. Allah, God, is 1,000 years. One day with man, if you do it just for him, it's one day. But do it for the sake of Allah, the Lord of all the world, the source of all knowledge, then you will have 1,000 years. Now, that may not mean anything to you, but if God permits, we will try our best to show you why you want to have 1,000 years of goodness with your Lord in the day of judgment. I want to pre-warn you. I am trying to stick to 1 hour. Ramadan is coming in, and after 8 p.m., we are making what they call breakfast. That's our Maghrib prayer, and that prayer starts a new day for us. Our breakfast is after 8. So if I can start now and get used to giving you 1 hour, because yes, I go 2-3 hours, and I enjoy it because I have a whole lot to inform you. One day with your Lord is 1,000 years. So I've been on this radio show for over 40 some days. For the sake of Allah, you multiply that for 1,000 years. And that's how I see our Lord when it comes to making it to Jannah, meaning the hereafter. We say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We ask Allah to assist us, and we seek him for forgiveness. We believe in him, and we witness that there's none divine nor to be worshipped except Allah alone. There is no partners with him in the rooting of his heavens and his earth. We bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger. The prayers and the peace be upon him and upon his descendants and upon his companions. What follows of his mortal excellent salutation and salute to our Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. Say, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam wa rasuli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salaka. Brothers and sisters, when you say Bismillah, we bring our spirit to life. We bring our soul to life. And I want you to understand that the spirit is not controlled by you, nor is the soul controlled by you. And Satan cannot touch your nature. For your nature is that which Allah has breathed into you, the spirit that you have. And whatever Allah has created perfectly, man cannot touch it, nor can Satan touch it. But your intellectual mind is your responsibility, is your will. And your intellectual mind can be distorted, detoured. You can subtract from it, or you can be so confused that it allows you to be stuck on stupid. I don't care how educated you may be. If you're not in tune and come into the subconscious mind, not the conscious that's confused, the subconscious mind in tune with the spirit of that which God has given you, as well as your soul, and to come back to the nature, you can't be obedient to God. So it's a struggle. Yes, first come difficulties, then come ease. But God, Allah, didn't make it difficult for you. Don't give that to God, because he created you to be an upright human being in the perfect excellence of a human being. But he also gave you a will, how I begin to explain to you, you have a will. And if you don't turn that will over to God, then you get hung up on society. Why you think you have men on drugs? How care how intelligent they are? What happened? Did God create them to be on drugs? I don't think so. But that was that individual's choice. And because she or he made that choice, then you must suffer, because you have established that drugs is greater than God. Because God is sufficient. And if you don't understand what is sufficient, I'm quite sure you understand what drugs are, because you felt that drugs were sufficient. The same way with low morals. When you believe that having sex in your low flesh as an animal, then you gave up on God and you chose sex to be your God. You believe that sex is a weapon. You use it as a weapon. You become so selfish that you even say to your husband, if what makes you different than the prostitute? She understands that she has to prostitute her body to be able to feed her children. Now, as much as she's wrong, I have more respect for her that she did it for her babies. But there's another one that has sex and stoop low that they will take on strangers for what? For the luxury of this world. I want to pay my mortgage. I want to pay my car note. There was a female on national TV that her husband brought her wealth unbelievable. She could not come off of that wealth, but she maintained. But someone killed her, and they wanted to blame it on the ex-husband until they found out that she was high level of a prostitute. No one knew that side of her because she was so respected in the community and her home cost $1.5 million, but somebody had to keep it up. So she stooped low to an animal to go out in the world and sell her body. Well, it's the same crime whether it's on a high level or low level. You sell your body to a man. Why? Because you believe you got to get that drug. No, I don't take drugs, Marat. Your drug is sex. You got to have it. And because you have to have it, you sell your soul. You sell your obedience. And you go to another man to lay down. Now, how intelligent are you that you believe that opening your legs and let a man enter into you and shoot whatever the hell is in his system in you, and you believe he loves you? He don't even want to see you no more. Or he'll come back when he think he's ready again. But the female that's married, she believes that she's supposed to be by herself. So she denies her husband of sex. And she thinks that's what God wants for her. And she got all kinds of complaints. And then you wonder why the man goes and gets someone else. And you don't mind. You don't mind. Because you believe that, hey, I ain't got to do it. Well, hell, they found out that they should have been left you. That this one who they got, it's much better. So where are you at? By yourself. What are you doing? Nothing. What do you have? Nothing. And you reach the age over 50 that no one cares anyway. Nobody gives a damn. But now you got to stoop low because you got needs. And I don't care how many toys you have, it ain't real. Everybody loves the real thing. You know, when you give people food and it's some kind of fake food, and you know they got these foods on the market that has no taste to it, the man wants a real meal. It's just like having something that God has created that we made it dirty, and that is man and woman coming together. Now, why do I say this? Because our children are dying in the streets, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, and we don't really give a damn. But we don't understand that Quran, Allah says that you will suffer through your children. And look at your children. You break up your family, and you believe that your children are doing good. It's like cancer. You look at the person, wow, they look good. And externally, my God, they look good. And they dying internally. Well, our children are dying the death of believing that God is great. There's no religion. There's no practice of obeying to God. And we satisfied. We are all satisfied that this ought to happen. So God sends you signs. Just like he sends earthquakes to you. Yes, he sends you earthquakes. And just like he sends you water and river. But that don't get you. So how do he get you? Through your children. Your children are suffering from not even knowing who God is, not being obedient to God. They don't care nothing about religion. Religion to them means nothing. Well, you watching it. You sitting there watching your children that has no clue when man speaks about being obedient to God. But the problem is in the final day of judgment, you have to answer. You will be questioned, and your portfolio will be read to you. And that which you have not done, that you was able to do with no excuse, you have to pay for that. You just can't wake up every day and wait for you to die. That's a sin. You got to be active, doing something for somebody. You can't just lay there. You can't just watch your children go astray. Well, they say, you ain't practicing anything. Why should I? And that's why we're catching hell. And so on national TV, a Caucasian, it was more than one, but this special police officer grabbed this black woman. Well, she ain't even a woman. She's 14 years old. On national TV, grabbed this black woman, a little girl, 14-year-old, threw her down on the ground, then pulled out his gun. In law, they are taught you do not pull your gun unless your life is threatened. And when you pull it, you better shoot. This chump pulled his gun and waved it at those young kids. And his officer went and told him, what are you doing? And he pushed him away. Right away I knew he was a supervisor. Because no officer tells his commanding officer what he's not doing. So that means he's a commanding officer, and come to find out, he's a trainer. Training in the police department means he trains officers how to conduct himself. Well, that's the way he performed on national TV, didn't know that the cameras were watching him. Then the other officers, he said to go get a young guy that's running that was no threat. He meanwhile go back and take the little girl that was sitting on the ground and threw her head to the ground. She's naked. She might as well have had panties on. He can't say his life was threatened. She had no gun. You can't say she concealed anything. Threw him to the ground, put his knee on her back and her head. Oh, my God. If a father was out there, he might have lost his life trying to protect his daughter. I would have lost mine. You can't do that to my baby. I'll go to heaven, but I'll die before I let you do that to my baby. But keep in mind, I told you weeks ago, and I'm going to find that letter, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1964 or 65, read a letter that was sent by the Ku Klux Klan, one of the largest men in this country, over top of the Ku Klux Klan, sent a letter to every police department director in America. And the letter was about 6 pages long. And Rasul read that letter. Abbas Rasul read that letter. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he stumbled, he made him go back and read it again and made sure it was clear. And I'm paraphrasing it. It said, you directors of the police department, and this was in New York, he said, allow us to come out of these sheets and put on them blue coats, and we will kill these niggas. Because the niggas think they're going to take over. Well, if that ain't Ku Klux Klan, you tell me what is. What motivates a man to get up his general, didn't care he was on camera, and did what he did to the black woman, the black little girl? So when Malcolm used to speak about this in 65, he brought it back up about the Ku Klux Klan that took a black woman in 1965, threw her on the ground and put his knee and her back and her neck. And there was black men sitting around watching and didn't do one damn thing. Well, how many of you, like myself, did not see that? So now today, you don't have to be present. All you got to do is turn on your TV. Where's our black leaders? Why isn't our black leaders coming out? And let me ask you another question. You don't think this racist. Where is the woman lead? You do something to a female, they will be all on TV. But because it's a black female, you don't hear not one thing out of those white women. Don't tell me this ain't racism. And you know what the problem is, you black leaders, you imams, you ministers, call you what you want to call yourself. Why in the world are we not talking about this? Well, let me tell you something. If you don't form an organization to protect our babies and our children from these police departments. I ain't talking about all policemen, but we need to govern our own police. Yes, I ain't say come against them. I ain't telling you to be no damn fool. You can't shoot them. While they got too much ammunition, they'll kill you. But damn it, you can use the media and you can be present in your city. Whenever there's a crime, you should be on the scene. One, you should help stop the crime. And two, you got to police the policeman. If you don't police the policeman, they're going to do anything to you. They don't give a damn about you. But this is a wake-up call from God and saying, get up, brother. Stand up in your good nature. Stand up in your spirit and protect our babies. Because it's not just Joe no more. Now, you forgot about the 40 bullets that hit that boy, Diallo, my dude Diallo, in New York. Did you forget? Because I don't hear nobody. Sharpton made it a real big thing. It's dead now. You forgot? It's over? The mother running around by herself? Where's the leaders? Eric Garden and State Island in New York. What did they do to him? Did you forget about that? Come on, you had to forget because you ain't talking about it. Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. You forgot a white man shot him over some Skittles? Come on, what is this all about? Michael Brown. Oh, put him in a chokehold on national TV and they justify it. Walter Scott. All he was doing is running. Yeah, they indicted him. But what do it mean? They're saying, I don't give a damn you got a black president. And I sure don't give a damn you got a black attorney general. It seems like soon as Obama went office, all of this is now being exposed. Soon as the Attorney General went office, it's more killing than ever. They are just saying to hell with you, if this is not Ku Klux Klan, who is it? And why is not the government coming down on us dying? Because why? You don't give a damn. Now, I don't know about my ministers because I'm not in the church. Have a love for most of them in the church, but I'm not in the church. And I'm talking to these imams. Now that I'm in. You imams, most of y'all, I can say is going to hell. Because you can't practice religion and not stand up for what's right. They shooting Muslims down today for no reason whatsoever and justifying. What is justified or isn't justified, you don't have the media. Man, Malcolm is deceased. But Malcolm even said, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and make the guilty innocent. That's power. They control the mind and they control the messages. The message, if you don't control it, you too unintouched, you imam, that we don't even have communication. Yes, I'm saying it, and I'm very upset. Because it's coming to fruition, you don't even take the newspaper. The only communication we got. Go ask the brother and sister when you see them. Did you get a Muslim journal? Guarantee you they'll tell you no. Guarantee. Why you think people don't respect you? Do you got your own radio, your own TV, and you afraid of Alfred who's trying? But we did 1,000 of these radio shows. And you're so damn selfish that you go and do something just for yourself. You don't care about anyone. You're going to tell a group of people, I'm going to do thus and so, and I'll tell you later what I have done. Why, brother, you are dying a spiritual death. And you need to be exposed that you don't dictate to no, ain't no dictatorship in this religion. You don't dictate to nobody. The organization, the communities that say, where's our damn money? And get it out of your name. All these masjids that got that name and their family or three or four brothers, you ain't following Imam Waterstein Muhammad. Because I was there. He said, those who don't put that masjid in the name of the community is not a follower of mine. So go ask them. I don't care if it's South Arch Avenue. I don't care if it's Clinton Avenue. I don't care if it's Bergen Street. I don't care if it's King's Restaurant, cause that's where you're at now. I don't care if it's hot. Ask them for the deed. Simple. Just ask for the deed and watch and see what name is in. This ain't no racket. Not if you follow Imam Waleed Muhammad. Go on your own. Take your name and go on your own, but leave the community's money behind. That's what you need to do. Go do your own thing. But most of your wives ain't letting you put your name on nothing that they think going to hurt their family. Take your name, take your money, and go do your own thing. That's all you need to do. I was talking to a brother. I have a lot of respect for him. And I was curious. Because I called him the army. And I said to a brother, when you talk to this brother, it's like talking to the army. And the brother said, Marat, I don't know if I like that phrase, the army. And I understand why he said that, because we are intellectual now. We ain't physical. But let me say this, and he got it. I said, brother, the Quran said, Iqra was only given to Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time. So where did the other two come in? That's man. But the Quran says one time. But let's look at it. Why it was two from the human being? Because Muhammad's heart had to get it first. The heart is pure. If Allah didn't clean his heart out, he would not be able to get revelation. But then the second Iqra read was his intellectual mind. Well, he was confused. He was brought up with the Arabs. He saw Judaism, Christianity, paganism. He said babies dying. He was walking around the Kaaba butt naked. Allah had to take that from his mind. Put your head on the rug, Muhammad. The human being has to bow to Sajda prayer. That's the three. Qiyam, Ruku, and Sajda. But when you put your head on the earth, remember now, you face it to the earth, nowhere else. The earth is cleaning your whole mind from this world. Now look at the world. Look at my earth where you came from. That's the wound you came from. The heart is above the head. So the heart had to come pure for Allah to write revelation on his heart. And when it came pure, the heart asked the head to follow the heart. To follow the heart. And Muhammad began to read. Because you came back to the nature God has given to Muhammad. So the army in the first experience, we sold the papers. We brought in the lost and founds. We sold the fish. And we put our life on the line. Captains, lieutenants, private soldiers did the work. The ministers did the teaching. The secretaries did the collecting. But they wasn't in the army. All ministers. But it was a whole lot of damn hypocrites. And it was a whole lot of weak secretaries. They don't know nothing about their army. Because the army gave their heart. We followed pride. We thought Elijah was the prophet of God. We gave our heart. That's all we had was our heart. And now we're on the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's the army that got the heart. Every man that's doing wrong, when you check his background, he never was in the army. Never. You can't tell me what kind of heart he got. I know every one of them. But they wasn't in the army. So those who came through the 30s and the 60s that went to jail and came home, they gave their heart. So I said to the brother, you the army. He said, I'll accept that. Because that's our heart. For us to get the understanding, you got to get the heart. Go check everyone out that's reading Arabic. Not all of them, but most of them is out of their damn mind. They got no substance whatsoever, but they know Arabic, and they use that to make you think you're inferior. Well, I ain't inferior to none of them, and you should not be inferior to any of them, because revelation was not written on the intellect of man. Revelation was not written on the tongue of man. Revelation was written on the heart of the human being, and those who have the heart is successful. We don't want to dictate. We don't want to take over. We don't want our masjid in somebody else's name, but the community. That's the heart. And if they ain't got the heart, then you will go down with them for being so ignorant and stubborn and won't read. You better start reading, and you better check them. I don't care who they are, because the ones that, I ain't say all of them, but I know a whole lot of them is a bunch of cowards. Somebody need to knock on their door. You understand? Because there ain't no tough guys out here, because they're in the graveyard. That's where they at, in the graveyard. And if they dead physically, they dead mentally. Now, I'm getting tired of this because you're taking the people's money and you're doing, you never did nothing in your life but had a job. Or you was a little entrepreneur. Never had nothing in your life. Today, you this big person that knows how to make things happen and did nothing in 30 years. How about 40, some of you? So you're right, my brothers. Y'all want to take back what belongs to us. We ain't saying, go do your thing. They got a name, let them have it. The brothers in Texas came to me and said, we got a problem. We can't get the name W.D. Muhammad. I said, give it back. But then nobody can't tell you can't use Warris Dean Muhammad. And the masjid is named Warris Dean Muhammad in Texas. It's simple. Get a damn name back. Create your own name. Nobody in North owns Warris Dean Muhammad. Make it Warris Dean Muhammad and take that money and go build. Go find someone that understands what it means to build. This is Islam. Our children being destroyed on TV, and you cowards sit there and look at it and don't think nothing of it. You moving with your feelings. Well, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad says, feelings, your way will mislead you. Feelings for a pure at heart is a big help. But for the person who wants to take over, feelings will take you to hell. Yes, you who want to take over, feelings will take you to hell. This is Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. You say you follow Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. In the place that is sacred. You will follow your best nature. You won't go wrong. Your belief will be good there. There was no problem in the garden until man was seduced by his own intellect. You seduced by your own intellect, thinking you intelligent. You ain't intelligent, man. Yes, thank you, Alfred, for giving me this communication. I knew I need to talk to the whole country and internationally because that's what God created us to be. When you do that, you might as well call it Satan because it ain't working now in this place. God would not seek that. God would not approve of that. You're motivating yourself, intended to help who? Yourself. What is you looking for? To help yourself. He, Adam, never said, we talked to Eve. He never talked to Eve. He never talked to Eve. So if you think you're alone in this world, if you think you're alone in this world, you'll never go nowhere. You can't be alone in this world. You got to be able to check in, brother. You don't have a wife, so you can't check with her. And you call yourself an E-man. That's another problem. In Islam, you ain't supposed to lead nobody's wife in prayer if you ain't married. Ain't no bachelors in this community. But you are E-man. What makes you an E-man? Send them back to school. Now, where I came from, either you're a man or a homosexual. Ain't no man going to live in this world without a female. Because he's going to find him a female. He'll be hurt. He lose his wife, but he go get another one. If he lose that one, he go get another one. If he lose that one, he go get another one. And women that understand who they are, they do the same thing. Their husband died, they go get a husband. Now, I know what you want us to think, that you are none. and you're walking around here, you don't have sex. Who you think you fooling? Well, guess what? You may think you fooling, but everybody thinks different. Now, you put yourself in that predicament. I know what you say. I don't give a damn. And that's why you can't grow. And that's why you can't go to the next level. Because you're by yourself, brothers and sisters. You can't make it by yourself. You sit up in these homes and you say, I've been to college. I got a degree, but you got nothing. Nothing. Your whole body is just deteriorating. You got nothing. And it's a shame that women have lost their husband because they want to be individuals. They want to be the boss. They want to tell the man what to do. And the female come along that loves you for who you are and what you're about. It's all about money. Money. And don't be rich for 40 years and get broke the next year. Oh, you got nothing. What the hell do you have? Nothing. You ain't even got barakats, which is blessing, with your Lord. Yes, you gave babies, but Allah gave you the will to give a baby. And most of those babies are helping you today, so he rewards you. Well, how are you going to get in heaven? Tell me what you've done to get in heaven. If we don't take our city back, around this country, and build a coordination, a united, solid wall to take care of our children, because this is a disgrace. It's a disgrace, because when Allah gave us a picture of the human being in the garden, before the generation was multiplied, telling us that if you want to be successful in this life, on this earth, you got to understand where you come from. But you don't want to understand. You don't want to read. You want to be by yourself. Allah created that temple in which you was created from. And he made that temple pure while you was in the womb. He made you intelligent. The interior of the womb was the will of God. As long as you were in that temple, you can't do no wrong. This is God talking to you. This is the teaching of Imam Wahdeddin Muhammad. Now we come out of the womb all messed up. Who did it to us? If we do not come and be obedient to God, and we do not checkmate those who say that they with Imam Wahdeddin Muhammad, I say make them prove it. Yes, don't tell me that you with our leader and you tell men, I'll see you after the fact. Well, I'm telling you right now, and you know who you are, that they build in a circle. And one thing about a wife, she ain't going to stand catching no hell. Because let me tell you, there's two ways of getting a man. You either make his wife a widow, and that we can't do. I mean, there's some crazy brothers out there, so I'm telling you now, brother, if you want to go to heaven, you can't do that. But you got the law, the court. That's how you fight them. You go get you a lawyer and you sue. See, one thing about people called bank, the people under the industry of the bank, when you say lawsuit, everything stops. Every one of them should be sued. Sue them for the propagation that they said this is our masjid. Show us the deed. Willingly or by force. Let the judge bring it in. See, the judge have to weigh the facts. And when they find out that 10, 20, 30, 40, or 100 people is saying our money went into this property for the sake of the community, and we are under Imam Waliuddin Muhammad, and he got laws that's written, and it says, quote, if the deeds of these masjids is not under the community, they are not following Imam Waliuddin Muhammad. So you say to the judge, Your Honor, we'll say if they want to do their own thing, they do not represent Imam Waliuddin Muhammad. And I guarantee you the right lawyer will put that on them. They can't mention his name, and they can't say they were Imam Waliuddin Muhammad. Because they probably got it so tied up with their families that you may not can get it. I don't know. But the only way you're going to know is to hit them with the law. That's what you hit them with. But this has got to stop because we are losing our babies. We worry about individuals taking care of individuals instead of taking care of the community. I don't like it. And see, during the holy month of Ramadan, is when the battles was created. And we won those battles and won the war. So I'm not going to be modest during the holy month of Ramadan. Now that you're reading, maybe I can send you to the surah of the Quran, the juice of the Quran, and you can see it for yourself. This ain't me talking. This is what Allah wants for the human being, to revert back to your heart, not your feelings. Your feelings is that snake, that serpent. It just runs wild and quickly. It's just a feeling. Just like you go out in the street and have sex. It's just a feeling. It got nothing to do with your heart. You ain't following your heart because your heart is created by Allah. In order for it to be written on your heart, it's got to be pure. You can't have a heart with a bunch of feelings that takes you to hell because that's where it's taking you. So you got to come back. You got to come back to the nature in which you was created because Allah says in the Holy Quran, if I had written revelation on a mountain, how about Mount Everest, the largest mountain in the world, it will crush the sand. So that means your intellect can't handle the Quran. Your intellect cannot handle the Quran. Your intellect got to submit to your heart. Why the heart? Because the heart will never question God. So the heart says, follow me. You weak individual. You can love a man and then run from him because you're weak. You're a coward. And you don't want because he's too much man. My brothers and sisters, all you all that's married, that listens to that female, because she loves you. She gives you her heart. And she ain't going to tell you right from wrong. And she'll support you when she sees you trying to grow in life. But if you got an unintelligent person, not unintelligent with degrees, unintelligent what God wants, then it's hard to stay up under that female. Because that female has no idea of what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't play numbers. I don't play horses. I don't play cards. I don't gamble. But when Allah says, think for the future, Imam said, isn't your father who? My father that's a native Indian? No, fool. Isn't your father, who's my father, who's an African? No, fool. Is your father, oh, my father that's an Arab? No, fool. Oh, my father that's a Latino? No, fool. Oh, my father that's a Caucasian? No. A Jew, a Christian, a Muslim? No. Your father, Adam, did he not prophesy? You are the type of Adam. Okay, let's not go back that far. What is the seal of the prophet? Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the peace and blessing be upon him. Isn't he a prophet? Don't they got the same nature you got? So damn it, stop just worrying about today. Plan for the future. Prophesize in your own way for the community. But they can't do it, sisters and brothers, because God didn't give them that gift. They became selfish in their own decisions and don't want to check with the people that backed them. Well, I'm sorry, man. Things going to happen because they come to me. So I'm telling you firsthand, so don't say you don't know it. They build in a circle to come against all of you. All of you ain't doing what Emmanuel was, the Muhammad. They say just go to hell on your own and see how many people you grow. You in there teaching and the drug dealers in there giving you their money. Oh, he don't know that they're giving us the money. Well, that's a damn lie. Because I know without the drug dealer, you ain't got no money. Your sadaqah might be 500, maybe 1,000. But with the drug dealer, it escalates to 3,000, 4,000. So you're too weak in your skin that you stoop so low that you would take drug money. Yeah, you're weak. I said it, you're weak. And you're going to be exposed. So you ain't teaching them how to get off drugs, and you ain't teaching them why they shouldn't do drugs. Hell, man, you could say, hey, brother, I'm not here to be anybody's policeman. But at Juma Day, ain't nobody selling drugs four square blocks of this masjid. When Zohar prayer come, nobody sells drugs four square. When Asa come, when my grid come, Isa come, and damn it, brother, it's Ramadan. Hell, I don't want to see you around here for a whole month. Yes, but you don't have to threaten them. Teach them this religion and pray that they may clean up. But you don't walk amongst them and talk to them. Their money, you coward. And you're going to be exposed because we ain't condoning it. We ain't accepting it. Yes. So when you feel like you don't want to do it, brother, well, this is all I know how to do. I fought my way to the top. And they came from all kinds of mob this and mob that and mob this. Hey, kill me. But when you kill me, another one is going to step in. But can you accept the repercussion? That's what you say to yourself. Because you ain't killing me, you don't die. And everything else you love. See, and that's how I talk. I'm not no individual. I'm a community, and I represent a community. I have to say it because it's a shame and a disgrace that nobody's speaking up. You're so afraid. And when we got one-third Muslims in the police department, don't think them brothers don't want to do good. But hell, man, how you going to help you don't help yourself? You run around here trying to find out how you can not pray with the rest of the Muslims and do your own thing so you can get your own money. You selfish individual. Hey, we can't give up on you, but I say leave them. And let's go do what we have to do. We'll come back and get them later, but let's go on to be successful with our end. And I'll make announcement next Tuesday what we're doing for the holy month of Ramadan is going to blow everybody's mind because we think big. And if you think big, God gives it to you large. You pea-brain individual calling yourself a leader amongst who? You're a legend in your own mind leading your own family because you ain't leading us or bored for a bunch of people that don't even want to make a decision for the community. I'm going to tell you all that's on that board. When y'all condone this wrong, you just pushing yourself close to the hellfire. A lot of the angels writing all that now. You can't condone wrong. Allah says you against wrong is against yourself. You can't let a man come there and just dictate to you and spend the community's money in a bad manner. Now, they come and I say, hey, it's easy. They don't want to listen, go into the court of law. That's my time is up. And I want to thank you for listening. And I said anything to disturb anybody, that was not my intention. My intention is to wake you up. If I stepped on your toe, if the shoe fit, wear it, but that wasn't my intention. If I did anything to hurt your feelings, I apologize. I don't want to hurt your feelings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me if he see that I've done anything wrong. And maybe he can touch your heart. If I misquoted anything that should not have been quoted properly, or I split a verb, I'm human. I ain't say I'm perfect. But if I did anything to wake you up, to stand up in your spirit, in your soul, and come back to the nature which Allah has created you to be, and follow your heart that's pure, and go through the struggle of your intellectual mind, your taqwa. But without jihad, you can't go. Jihad means just that, struggle. Struggle what? Struggle that intellect, that subconscious mind coming in tune with the spirit that God has given you, so you can revert back to the nature in which you have been created to be obedient to God. If that said anything to allow you to do that, give that credit to Allah, not to me. Once again, I thank you and I give you the greetings from all the prophets, from Adam to Jesus to Abraham to Muhammad. May peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening.